Cowabunga, dudes! Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here! Cowabunga! Whoa!
Sure, we'd like to add some names to that list.
Well, you just took them all.
Yeah, we'd like to have them back. We'd like to put them back on.
You did that shit so fast. I know Christian over there tearing up all his books.
Seven Lives, Ten Lives. They're on sale now.
Get your half off at his house. They think they're going to erase me. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 181. And if you live in America and around the world, well, everything don't go to, what did they say, hell in a handbasket? How do you say it?
Yeah, everything is going to hell in a handbasket.
That's the name of the show, Hell in a Handbasket, boy, because everything is just utterly ridiculous and shit is getting real. And we better start goddamn putting them guns up in the air. And get prepared. Welcome back.
We're
going to discuss that in a few seconds. Welcome back, guys, again to episode 281. You get the three amigos. You get my main man, Color, a.k.a. Easter Peep. Shout it, which will be this Sunday. And if you off this Sunday, praise the Lord. Pay your tithes. I'm going to be sitting in the house drinking a cool Billy and eating some good food from my mama.
Yeah. Pay the Tokyo black tie. We need a few.
Please. And then we're going to have our boy Brandon, the white liaison. He's going to have his Birkenstocks on Sunday in church, watching old black people wigs fall off.
I didn't think that was what was going to happen, but I'm enticed. Yeah.
Hey, you can only go in there with white linen on.
Fuck, I don't know if I own any. I have to go make a run.
Oh no, they got plenty of linen that Goodwill. You good putting on the spirit's clothes.
Oh, you get me, J.R., the most unarticulate man in the world. We welcome you guys back again. Let's get on down to Hell in the Handbasket, episode 281. All of these great stories are going to be from March the 19th all the way to March 26th, 2024. And we're almost halfway through the year. And me, Jermaine, and Brandon are still living amongst the poor. Somebody doing something wrong in our life.
Yeah.
Mostly me and the eventually white man.
Eventually we'll tighten up. But let's get back down to what Jermaine. He said, let's get on down to the drum beats award. Jermaine, he said, who are we going to be fighting? Hell, I don't know. Russia, China, North Korea. Y'all motherfucker forgot about them alien that was in Miami. I asked somebody about that. What alien? You showed me the video. He said, I don't remember. He said, so much happened. Did we forget Alien was running amok in Miami?
I didn't.
And no. I was just going through all these stories that we talked about. I'm like, bro, we have forgotten about all of them.
You know, shit, it's a hell in a handbasket. A lot of shit happening every day, every other day, every hour. I could probably turn the news on there and see a 10-foot alien down at Well, dude, what's the top strip club in Georgia? Where they like to go?
Oh,
where they
Cheetah?
Got the best chicken wings.
Oh, Magic City.
Yeah, it's a 10-foot alien down there now throwing out some money.
I'd pay to see that.
What's the my Cheetah? Cheetah's an upstanding place. You go in there for top notch. You don't go in there poor.
No, yeah, you don't. Now you don't play around the Cheetah. I always wanted to go in the Cheetah.
You can't go in the Cheetah with no cheap ass car, dog. Walk your shit around by the on that side street.
can't come here with an F-41.
It's a suit and tie affair. Oh man! So we get on down to the Drum Beats Award. No need to complain about me or Jermaine or Brandon. Boy, there's some terrible shit going on in this world. ISIS claimed responsibility for an attack in Moscow at a concert venue. I think they said it was like 150 some people hurt or either dead and a whole bunch of other people injured. And I said, you think you having a bad day? I thought I was having a bad day till I seen these four brown men with them knots on their head and handcuffs in Russia. Oh boy. Y'all better stay away from all windows.
Dude, did you see what they did? You read what they did to that one cat, right? They cut off his own ear and fed it to him.
I mean, what they thought they were playing? They are ruthless.
That shit don't sound right, nigga. I like ISIS. When the last time we heard about ISIS?
It's been a minute.
I tell you something, man. I don't have something to do with that. If it was ISIS, you don't get caught in Russia. You just don't. That's just a dumb move right there. And I don't know who to believe. But if it was America, anybody else, if you let anybody convince you to go kill a bunch of people in Russia and you didn't get out alive, you should have been taking that cyanide pill, bro, before they put them lumps on your head and had you a handcuff with the black mask over your head.
Real talk. The words right out of my mouth. I was like, if you ever seen any spy movie, And it's always Russia. Hey, you better take that side now, pill. They don't play. Come on, man. Y'all thought they fit me. I'm telling you, boy. I told them, I forgot who I told to. I'm like, you got to pay attention, bro. Hey, look. They don't just beat you motherfuckers up and kill you over there. Motherfucker, they kill. They fuck with you for 20 years. Putin might be dead by the time you get, before you die.
You know what? If Brandon cut all that, we just going to do another intro. Cut half of that shit. Sorry, we went on a rant. And cut so we don't get counseled by the masses. So let's get on up to the people who can no longer be counseled. I just can't. The most disrespectful song. Nigga, don't play that at my funeral. Play something to uplift people. Play some Freaknik music. Make them dance.
Oh, man, bro. I hope they play Freaknik music at your funeral. And I hope I'm there to see it.
Please, play some lifting music, man. Don't have them niggas around there crying on my... Someone ain't gonna never see me again. Goddamn right. If I owe you $20, I win.
The Tootsie Roll.
They can play that too. I take the Tootsie Roll, but let's get on up to the new Tootsie
Roll. Don't worry. I may hate that. You're DJ Brandon. I want you to play all the 90s hits, nigga.
I got you.
Hey, look. Whoop, there it is.
Yeah, and I want y'all to hold me up in a casket like them African people do and just let me fall out. That nigga got a rented suit on. Don't ruin that suit.
Oh, my man, brother ain't gonna have no rented suit on.
I want to get buried in a jogging suit.
And if it is rented, nigga, it ain't getting paid for.
Put me down in a goddamn velour, a red velvet jogging suit, so I can always know I'm fresh when I go to heaven.
Can't cut me on that jogging suit.
Goddamn, Jesus. You gonna do it like that? Oh, man.
You got niggas sitting on motorcycles at day who wait. Got nigga burying nigga doing they last job on they cell phone. I'm sick of you, nigga, but damn, boy, I can't come up here with that uniform. Oh, shit.
Oh, man, that's an unprestigious heaven. You gotta come up here with a suit or go back downstairs. Ain't this a bitch. Larry Whittaker, member of America's Most Inbred Family, dead at 67. I read this article twice. And yet again, you lumpy head ass white people, again.
Okay. Well, in this instance, yes, their heads were
white
very
people
lumpy.
Talking about he didn't harm nobody. Y'all should stop being mean to him. He harmed them children.
Right.
He's teaching his children to keep the one. If God is real, and if science is correct, the one thing that human beings and animals cannot really do is mixed breeds. Not in the family. Even if you're an animal, you're going to have some lumpy head ass children. They're going to have gimpy legs. all brains. That is the first things that humans and most animals have in common. You cannot be doing no incest. Because it just, that shit, that's really insane. The bloodline thing is really most craziest shit ever.
Yeah.
He should have been arrested and all them kids should have been put, you know, like, you got to stop. Do not keep this same. They never bother nobody. They bothering me. They could have been scientists. No motherfucker around there looking like Bubble. Bubble, come up.
Yeah, dude, they said some of them can only, like, articulate and, like, grunts and howls and shit like they can't.
Kind of wolf baby he's
in. That dude, yeah, man, it is, it's fucking sad. Like,
bro, the comments of the white folks talking about he was a bad person. Even if somebody started him with it, you should be like, God damn, his eye googly. I don't think we need to be doing this no more.
It's insane to me, bro. If you did that shit in any national city, my nigga, you going to jail. But every nigga in town know. What you tell a nigga when they go to school? Nigga, who you slept with? My cousin? Like, nigga, what?
Bro, I don't
think. What's wrong with you?
Did you see did you see those hillbillies? I don't think a lot of them were going to school.
No, they couldn't go to school.
The motherfucker would have. I didn't look at the article because I thought it was a fluff piece, but damn, boy, they had pictures of the children.
I had a documentary about them. Oh, yeah, still, these motherfuckers had 80 acres of land, which I don't understand.
Man, it's in the family. Ain't the last family member get it, nigga. It's a long list of niggas.
That shit crazy, somebody, man.
I'm going to look that up. Y'all do y'all thing.
Moving on down to Michael, what is it, Broly Legs? Bigum?
Yeah.
You shared this one. I have no idea who this man is. I looked at him. I read the article and everybody else said, who is this guy?
I'm
my dad, Brandon.
I'm going to keep it real. I don't know who this guy is either. I just saw his name was Broly Legs and respect. Yeah. Because I don't know if he did this as a joke or not, but I think old buddy was like, in a wheelchair.
He was handicapped.
Yeah, in some manner.
On YouTube.
But I guess he ended up being able to play fighting games like really well. And I guess whatever ailment he had ended up taking him.
It be like that, man. I watched some YouTube video to go on a rant right quick. I forget. You know, you kind of go in that YouTube TikTok tunnel. It was a dude, his body was going backwards. But this motherfucker, he shoot threes at 100%. Any shot that he take is going in the hole.
Huh, no shit.
That nigga was
Oh, yeah, I saw him. Yeah.
It's like his legs or some of his body is... He looked fucked up, boy, but when he came in there, they let him play with some like some professional athlete, one of them. I forget who did. I forget which dude it is, but that motherfucker hit like 23. Swoosh.
Didn't miss. Friend. Hey, look.
They said, man, we not hitting threes. We doing two-pointers. He said, okay.
Brandon, he wasn't in the same spot, nigga, moving around.
Huh.
And them motherfuckers in there like this. I be damned.
Swoosh. Every time. That motherfucker, he has perfected the game. You can, he can play for the lead. All they gotta do is get him the ball for the lad. We need a three-pointer, nigga. Whoosh. Even when people were covering him, bro, he just back up.
Fuck, had that fade away, huh?
Shit, he ain't faded, Brandon. He shoot from the hill. The nigga was, and I seen like a TikTok video of again. He was like, it wasn't even like he was farming it. He just lodging it up there every time. Swoosh, he dig low, throw it up, boom, swoosh, dig, boom. I was like, what they were doing? Like he was just throwing that shit in there.
Yeah,
huh?
Moving on down to Kylie Johnson. I fuck with him, man. Hey, that motherfucker. He needed me on AM. He need. And one, maybe Harlem Globetrotters. They got little people playing now. Like, damn, y'all find it hard to get some real players around here now, huh?
Somebody
got made $13,000 a year. Free lives.
They made money, bro. They don't make shit. I said, all that goddamn hooping you be doing, I guess it's all for fun now.
Yeah, and even the year, so... 20 tickets, nigga. Y'all boy going to the economy lodge this week. Oh, you know the motherfucker.
Sleeping good.
What?
Going down to Cali. I don't know. Moving on, Callie Johnson, dead at 34. Truck driver, TikTok star. Sister begged for patience from fans after confirming her death. Yet and still, they didn't say how she died. Moving on down to another social media influencer, Elena Larea. Larea. Dead at 30. This is a nice looking woman. The truck driver woman, not bad looking either. But she was 30 years old. She died from complication of doing a plastic surgery. Stop doing the plastic surgery. Half of y'all look y'all look nice, normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, and quit going. I know plastic surgeries don't got cheaper, man, but we gotta stop. We gotta stop. No matter how you cut and gut yourself, you feel pretty, but the jeans are always the same.
Can't hide them jeans, baby, and they gonna show.
Wait till them Kardashian kids grow up, the other sister. Kids gonna be atrocious. That's why they try to mix them with black people so they can probably have some type of good looking gene. Come on, man. don't get the flexing. Come on, you seen not Caitlyn. What's the other two young ones? Kylie?
Yeah.
Come on, okay. She didn't have no forehead, man. She had that guy there. I'm like, what the who is this woman? She looked totally different. You remember that photo they showed of her?
Oh, they all look different. Yeah. Every single one of them.
Go look at your 2000 picture of them hoes. Go look at 2006. Like, who are these motherfuckers? We transform, nigga. Voltron Unite.
That motherfucker looking like Ariana Grande. She looked real. I don't know, man. Moving on down to somebody else who passed away. Cola Boy, dead at 34. Disco musician and disability active Cola Boy has died at the age of 34. You know what I do appreciate about 2024?
What's that?
Your disability does not stop you. Anybody can make money. So they let you know, meet your man and Brandon are doing something wrong. Not because we have a disability, but these people here, this nigga was like a disco legend around some people.
Huh.
I don't really listen to disco music. I think that shit should be thrown in the trash. But you know, hey, man, everybody got their own right.
I like some good disco.
It depends. It's here and now. Moving on down to Emmett Wash, unforgettable character from Blood Sample, Blood, Blade Runner. This is this white dude with this real big old head. Everybody know him when you see him. He was in Fetch and he was he was in The Jerk. Emmett Wash. If you look up his photo, you'll know this white man because he was in everything. Talk kind of slow a little bit, had a gigantic head. But he was in a lot of stuff though. You know, never mind. Moving on to beauty guru.
Jessica. Oh, I know who this motherfucker is. Brain, you know exactly who this is.
Admit to watch. Moving on down to beauty guru Jennifer Pettyway, dead at 36 after being misdiagnosed with fibroids, but she had cervical cancer.
Yeah, that's a tough break.
That's another thing too, bro. The doctors. Have you noticed how many doctors have been misprescribing and misdiagnosing people with shit?
Every day, nigga. It seems like every day. It's nonstop. It's like, bro, we pay y'all to go to school and do y'all job, and y'all motherfucker fuck up. One.
Man, they every on day. Drugs, everything. The hospital system need to be overhauled.
Revamped.
You should never have to wait 3 hours to see a goddamn doctor. Why does a doctor have to work two shifts in one day? That's insane. The nigga, that person, if you doing a 36-hour shift or whatever they do from Grey's Anatomy, from which I learned, two-day shift, you are not going to be fully functional if you're working a 2 to 3 day night shift. Am I right? Am I wrong, Brandon?
Yeah, you're right.
I've known people that like do nurse stuff and nurse practitioners, bro. I'd be like, "Hey, how y'all? How can you be accurate and you working like 18, 19 hours? Like you working like me? It's same question, I guess." And like Jamal, right? They'll work 2 days straight, sleep in there, and wake up. Then I'm like, "There, how y'all getting any work done?
The drug
ain't got enough workers. Adderall,
allegedly."
Speedball.
fresh off the dead leave. We got Ron Harper. He died the other day. He was on Land of the Lost, Planet of the Apes, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
The old version, Land of the Lost.
Yeah, but if you gotta look at, if you want to look at something silly, you want to get a good laugh. If you're having a bad day, go look at the Land of the Lost from the black and white version. Look at the guy. Look at the little kid who they had as a gorilla. White people invented fronts, and then black folk went and turned it into something different.
He was also in.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Three seasons.
Oh, you know, yeah. When you see Land of the Lost, you're like, I know that nigga. I know him. He's one of the main characters in Land of the Lost. Don't know how that TV show is still like. They still keep trying to push that. Hey man, send all them people up to heaven, man. Mr. Emmett Wash, holla at me, player.
He look like he smell like whiskey and cigar smoke. Look at him, Brain. You know who he is. You had to see that nigga in 1,000 movies.
I do recognize him from being in that cowboy hat thing there. Or I forget what movie that was. But
you, the young one and not the old one?
I guess.
Okay, then. Emmett Walls.
Utterly insane. Hey, man. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
According to reports, for the first time in 12 years of history of the World Happiness Report, the U.S. didn't make the top 20 happiest countries in the world.
Yep. And where are we living?
Why is
living
that,
in America!
I don't know. What's there to be so unhappy about?
Oh, this shit. Oh, man. I'm telling you, man, it's a Great Depression. I ain't never been depressed in my life to goddamn. After COVID, I was like, goddamn, man, what's really going on here? I'm sick of all of it. I think after COVID, people started to realize I may have some issues. You know, after you stop drinking, stop looking at your wife and your kids every day. You just realize the good people run out there and got an education to figure out they lied. The rest of us working bees was like, huh, guess it's time to go work this honey again.
Yeah, I didn't miss one day of COVID.
Me either. I don't know, man. It's the Great Depression. Cause like all of my, you don't know anybody who's not depressed right now. It's very rare that you know niggas who are very happy. But let's get on down to people who ain't happy. People in Baltimore. I'm going to let Brandon explain this one. When I say terrorist activity is going through the roof, they say it's not terrorism. They said the boat, the shipping container lost something. This shit destroyed a whole bridge.
It lost power. That's how the motherfucker went averted this little path. It lost power.
They were saying that this boat had already hit something in Portugal in some port over there. I'm like, so this is the second time this thing has collapsed a structure.
That don't even sound right. But then again, right. Like I said, white folks take anybody the money. Put him back out there, Bob. He can't do it again.
Who? I mean, nobody's inspecting this ship.
You know what it costs? It costs to rebuild that. The people cannot use that. They won't tell us there's some type of... There's no way here. They would have blown that bitch out of the water before they paid for another one.
What bridge?
Yeah, for that bridge. Only 6 people died on that bridge. So I'm like, huh, that's fucked up. Impressive, but, you know, only 6 people died.
They still looking
well, for them. I was about to say, so far. But luckily, it was like 2 a.m. or something. And somebody, I guess people on either side of the bridge had heard the fucking SOS or whatever and stopped people from going onto the bridge, or I guess more people would have been on it. But fucking dude, can you imagine that shit? Fucking 2 a.m. you're going home from the club half drunk, you look out over the fucking thing. What the fuck, man? That ship looks really close. Yeah.
How the hell I'm gonna get home?
Man, tell me this motherfucker ain't gonna hit this bridge. I swear to God, this motherfucker's going to hit the, you know, and then all of a sudden,
That boat was moving at 9 miles per hour on water, my nigga. That's like a Corvette. Hey, bro, I want you to understand that shit, bro. And the weight on that shit, too. That was like, that's the size of two Chrysler buildings. No, it's the size of one Chrysler building, one end to the Chrysler building. One end, one top to the bottom end. That's how long that was. Now, I'm talking about the weight on it.
I know somebody like, boy, I know I'm finna get fired. Moving on down, fired. Boy. Shout out to the insurance company. Like, you know, we can't pay for that bridge.
Bro, who you call? Hey, like, bro, I think I hit some. Hit some. Nigga, what you hit? You don't stop traffic for the next 10 years in this goddamn town.
And it's fucking closed the ports down and shit. So all those people that was working over there, you know.
I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm going to call it as it is. That's terrorism. Normally, America will blow that bitch out of the water before they let all the ports get closed.
Yeah, I mean, which I don't know, which probably leads me to believe that maybe it was just a fucking accident, but, man, you really got to...
They don't let those type of accidents happen. They don't. Not now, because you... How much money you lose from that port not being open? How much shit you can't get?
Like $15 billion.
They'll kill everybody on that boat before they let $15 billion go out of the way. Somebody did something. Somebody did something. They're going to come out later. But moving on down, shout out to shout out to Elon Musk. He put his Neuralink in one guy who was handicapped. I think he was a paraplegic from like the shoulders down from a diving accident, which is fucked up. But now he can play chess with his mind. He said it was taking him a long time to play chess on his computer. You know.
Yeah, that's some amazing shit.
Yet again, Elon Musk showed you here, Bill, I can stick something in your brain so you can play the computer. But we can't fix his spine yet.
Actually, I read it. I sent an article that... God, they had made some kind of breakthrough in curing something or like helping somebody walk again for the first time or something. Because I was like, ha, motherfuckers are finally able to get out of wheelchairs, you know?
No. Rich people are able to get out of wheelchair. Poor people will always be in a wheelchair. Because then we know things are very expensive in the beginning. Moving on down, we got to give a quick review because we always do a review. Shout out to Alien Romulus, man. I don't know if y'all seen that trailer, but I'm here for it. You tricked me. Y'all tricked me with the Covenant. It wasn't that great. And I'm going to hope this movie is actually good.
I've been trying to watch that trash forever. I just can't find it nowhere.
It's all right. I had it on. Matter of fact, it might be at Mama House somewhere over there. It ain't a horrible movie, but it should have just focused on original characters from Prometheus.
Also, I guess I can give a review real quick. I saw that new Ghostbusters.
Oh, wow. Christian said he enjoyed it. Yeah. Appreciate it. Give us a...
I thought it was a 3.5 out of 5.
Hey, man, that better than goddamn 1.2 or 1.5.
Yeah,
I mean,
it ain't a terrible movie, but it's just, I don't know, it just seems kind of like a retread of the first one with a slightly weaker plot.
Again?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a fun watch, but it's just, it seems like it could have been more.
I think Brandon pretty much gave it everybody else review. Like, that's what the critics say. You know, Rotten Tomatoes didn't handle it very well.
Huh.
They just said ain't another fanfare movie, which it should be. Ghostbusters beyond the day of making that goddamn $400 and $500 million. They'll probably make a good 2-3, like the last one. Maybe $200 million or more, but you know, it is what it is. I really think they need to go back and do them women. I know people hated it, but that movie was funny.
I never saw it.
I enjoyed it.
You should see it.
It ain't a horrible movie, man. It's worth watching. You know what I mean? Just the old woke crowd of white people didn't want to go see it. They didn't want their Ghostbusters being women. Yeah, and the story a little weak now, very weak. But otherwise than that, the chemistry alone, is it works. Moving on down, let's get on down to Angela Cho. We talked about her last week. She was in her Impossible Tesla when she drowned. Remember when I told you, I said, man, this is allegedly. I said, man, somebody probably killed her. They said her alcohol limit was 3 times the legal limit.
So she killed herself, essentially.
When she drowned.
Yeah.
She had a self-driving Tesla.
I mean, she was drunk as hell.
Hey, we seen that Asian lady sleep on the highway. She made it home.
I mean,
that's true.
It's not to say that motherfucker can't wig out and put you in the ocean, though.
Man, I got the Tesla Impossible, nigga. It is impossible for that bitch to come off the road.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
What if white folk technology?
What if the whole system fails?
And it still works to this day.
Or she's probably driving manually like a dumbass.
She's a billionaire driving her Tesla. That don't sound right to me. You don't know one billionaire who ain't got a guy who around there driving around the city with the rest of them nobodies.
I wouldn't be a goddamn Stanley. Keep the wheel tight, nigga. I'ma make me spill my weed.
I can't roll while you driving like a goddamn madman. It is what it is, man. Moving on down. Let's get on down to boy. Woo! Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When the FBI raided Diddy house. Okay.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
I don't know if it was Cat Williams. I don't know what's going on, but Jermaine and Brandon, y'all, you know, Jermaine said, nigga, done. 50 Cent saying he done. Did it maybe done? When the FBI come and raid that house, the funny thing is they say he, his private plane, which is amazing because now young people have found a way to track your plane. He went to like another country or something before they got to his house and ransacked.
Bro, the nigga's plane went to 5 different airports, LAX, somewhere else, spotlight 5 different places. Then the last place they tracked was in the Caribbean islands on a private island. I said, boy, you left your sons at home? That nigga that dirty.
Yeah, his sons got arrested. Like, I'm with you. You just fucking hung them out to dry. That is fucking cold blood.
I mean, y'all nigga, bro, when I seen that on news, I said, raiding, did it. Jamar missed one thing. They raided both of his houses, nigga. One in Miami and one in Los Angeles simultaneously. And get on up out of there.
You know, when you get them hillbillies coming in your house, boy, they coming to get some paperwork. Unless you like Trump. Nigga, where your records at? In the garage. This nigga got UFO files up under his Diane Summer.
they need a Baker records, nigga. Oh, I got a... Hey, bro, I want you to pay attention. Even for Diddy Monkey, bro, I just seen on the news, because they talking about somebody got a lawsuit against him, and they show, like, maybe 8 assailants, maybe 7. They got, like, 5 people. They got like some 5 people pictures blocked out. They got Cassie Face as one up top. Some other dude suing him and somebody else. I'm like, but what they got going on to him? They got proof. He got proof at all his house with all his cameras. All through the house. That was part of the lawsuit. I said, boy, they coming. Today. Now.
You think we going to World War III and motherfuckers just like, bro, they snitching on everybody, man. We got to get gone.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, what people never realize is, no matter, when you're powerful, Diddy powerful, but he ain't Messiah powerful, you know what I mean?
You're right.
You like Harvey Weinstein, yeah, you powerful. But the people over you gonna throw you under the bus before they come to them.
To get out that soup can, nigga. Won't eat a day. Salisbury steak, nigga.
Cuba Gooding Jr., they got Prince Harry. I mean, goddamn, boy, the list is just going on. And don't think, we ain't forgot about that Jeffrey Epstein list. Y'all just, you remember they were releasing the list and we never heard a damn thing about it?
Yes.
The motherfucker said, we got prospects' names on it. But this shit is an invisible ink. Call Scooby-Doo in the game.
That shit crazy. Jeffrey Epstein list. Nobody heard about it anymore. Goddamn aliens running down to Miami with the other black people getting ready for Grand Theft Auto 6 or 9 or whatever one coming out. A lot of shit is happening. And then we just forget about it. But yeah. You know, moving on down, man. Trump having a good week. That boy Trump was over there on his hands and knees. Boy, I don't know if I got it.
He damn sure was.
What you want to hear? You want some crazy shit? Okay, he had a social media platform. We call it DWAC, D-W-A-C or whatever. I forget what it's at. Digital, whatever. That shit said they had boosted his net worth to $6 billion. Because this platform is goddamn, the stock has went through the roof and he owns a shit ton of this stock.
Oh yeah, some acquisition joined him and it just went to some other bullshit. I'm telling y'all niggas, that nigga is the GOAT of not losing.
Oh boy. He sure he'll live, boy. He started to sweat for it. I ain't got $456 million. Where you want me to get that from the bank?
We ain't loan that out to you, nigga.
Well, he was like, I got $500 million in cash, but I got to use it to run for president. I'm like, bruh, you're embroiled in all of this ether. You shouldn't be able to run for president. I want to see you clear these charges. You can run in 2028 after you fucking beat all these cases. Yeah. Man,
but he ain't got time for that, nigga. This time is now, nigga. This the golden era.
No, like I said, he should have to beat. He's gonna come in there and get it done. Because let's say he wins, but he's also found guilty in all of these fucking trials. I mean, like, that's a wrap. What then?
You know what? Hey, nigga, throw him. Hey, look, he gonna be looking like Scarface, nigga. Hey, look, throw it in the tiger mouth, nigga. All the paperwork.
Immunity, nigga. Yeah, you know he's gonna fucking pardon himself. And like,
I would, nigga. Wouldn't you?
Send Fannie Williams to jail too, nigga. 30 years living work, levels work. Hell, we gonna send her there? Send her to Guantanamo Bay.
Bro, you wanna know what I know Trump like mad that. About? Trump got real mad with that judge. I said, even he was mad about that. He mad he got to pay something. That's the only thing. He called that judge all type of fraud. He a scam artist. I'm like, nigga, that's all you. But you got to pay $142 million. Come up off of it, mister. I got $500 in cash. We need some.
Yeah, they've knocked it down to $175 million.
Hey, look, that nigga the GOAT. I ain't giving them niggas all my money. On the last day, the judge come down with, man, just break it down to that nigga. Just cut it in half.
And the lower courts, too, at that, too. Like I say, man, just...
It's over.
Utterly insane.
A nigga to go.
Moving on down. I hate to talk about Kamala Harris, but let's get on down to the independent.com. Kamala Harris is roasted after she clapped along to a protest song. They were protesting against her. Come on, man. This shit getting silly.
That's hilarious.
All y'all black people who's out there wearing Chuck Taylors because Kamala Harris wearing it. Y'all some foolish people. I love Chuck Taylor, but you don't know where Chuck Taylor to do what, Brandon? Be flashy for a minimum of 6 hours. You can go beyond that, boy. Them puppies hurting.
Yeah. I'm with my big brother. I got a limit with them motherfuckers. Now. If I'm driving, I got to take them motherfuckers off. Yeah. I don't know. They got them brand new Chucks with them motherfucking soft cushions, so you niggas need to switch the game up. I'll be wearing them Wilt Chamberlain Chucks, nigga. Your feet done.
I could walk 6 minutes in a pair of Chucks. I tried on a pair. I took 4 steps around in the fucking, shoe carnival or wherever the fuck I was at, and I was like, man, there ain't no fucking way, Jack. These are the most uncomfortable pair of fucking shoes I've ever put on my feet. And for $60, maybe if they were a dub, but
damn, hey, boy, that motherfucker $100 now, Brandon. $80 for the motherfucker.
They stay fresh though, boy. I got a closet filled with. Goddamn Nightmare Before Christmas Chucks and all that. Hey, Brandon?
Yeah.
When I bought all them Nightmare Before Christmas Chucks, thinking the money was going, think I'm going to be able to sell them for a profit. Yeah, buddy, I could probably make a little money, but I said, man, I'ma just hold on to them. Maybe when they make this Nightmare Before Christmas live action movie, then I get them off my hands. But right now, hold in my pockets, boy. Hey, man. No one cares about Hong Kong passing a national security law imposing life sentence for treason and insurrection. See, America, get your shit together. And we locked up more white people for white, you know, for goddamn white treason and insurrection. It'll be a better place.
Man, you would have gave every nigga that y'all caught at the Capitol with that AI shit y'all already know y'all got, because they all on got Facebook. You see how I just worked that shit out? Come on now. Hey, look, and put them in jail for the rest of their life for insurrection. I'm telling you, boy, you'll never get another nigga bucking. I ain't going on the Capitol step. I don't even want to visit it no more. It's okay. Y'all come in here. No, I'm good. I'm going to watch from out here.
For real.
Am I right? Come on, Jamal Brand. Am I right?
I'll take a virtual tour.
Yeah, nigga. Ooh, this shit look tight inside. Is that where they tore up that shit at? I'm too scared.
Is there a buffalo shaman in there?
You think they didn't lock them all up because they were white? Yes. I know we had this conversation before.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Like, every one of those motherfuckers should have called a 20 piece.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, they should be in making a license plate like the old days.
Yeah, out in 15 with good behavior. Yeah. But
I'm with Brandon.
You should have got at least a dub.
Every nigga out there. Bro, y'all got the face recognition shit.
Because
that Facebook, hey, look, that shit would have been big. Beep, 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 beep. That was you. That one there, nigga, you got 20 years. Yeah. Hey, look, your lawyers, 20 years.
Just remember, there's a motherfucker sitting in jail for a dub over weed charges.
Yeah. And you want to know what, Brandon?
Weed charges.
You want to know what, Brandon Jamar? Insurrection is a federal thing. So your judge can't get you out of that, my nigga. So if all I want to call them insurrection charges, you would have had to do a mandatory life in prison, nigga. Come on. 30-piece. I want you
America
to
America can't afford to lose that many white people in jail. The motherfucker would have been, they'd have been done for an 8-5 year. The Aryan Brotherhood would have been, we got too many of y'all over here. Go over there with the black people at.
I'm just saying, man, that was a clear breach. Those motherfuckers are in there hooting and hollering. Somebody got shot. Like, that's how serious it got. Somebody got their wig split.
I mean, hey, look. AB.
That ain't worth a dub.
Can you imagine the blood that's splattered on them couple of people faces who didn't make it to that window? They can't sleep at night at all. But hey, man, you know what? I don't really want this. This insurrection shit is insane. When it comes to Hong Kong and China and all them other countries over in Japan, she's a little different. You know what I mean? But eventually, you know what happened. No matter what law you have, they mean nothing when the shit hit the fan. As you can see during the insurrection, you couldn't stop them white folk. Even when somebody got shot, half of them ran out, the other half still were running in.
They ain't hear the shots. They thought it was one of them shooting in the air.
And that's true, too. But like I say, no matter what, I tell people all the time, you know, it doesn't make sense that a contract can hold you to your life. Burn that shit up like them rich folk do. I ain't paying you shit.
Bro, they had a guillotine.
I got a contract with you.
They had a guillotine.
Shout out to the white man who made that guillotine. Shout out to the white man who made that guillotine. You know he passed shop class.
Yeah, true that.
Moving on down to Kanye West, Yahoo News. Kanye West is reportedly putting wife Bianca in outrageous outfits to get revenge on ex-wife Kim Kardashian. But the dad has said he's been trying to reach out to him, but she's too afraid to see him for what she's wearing. You can't kill because you're still wearing it. He told me he thinks he don't turn his daughter into a cult. You are an architect. You let this lumphead, very creative man, let you walk around with your hoo-ha out. And don't get me wrong now, you know, eventually everybody like to see hoo-ha, but eventually you get tired of seeing naked women walking up and down the street. Hey, baby, you gonna put some clothes on? Look, you know, she's not a bad-looking white woman, I would assume. She all right. She ain't hard, but look, got a nice body. I ain't never got to wonder what she look like naked. Just go on Yahoo. Google.
Yeah.
He got you walking. You graduated as an architect, and this motherfucker got you walking around in some clothing that's invisible. Did you architect your own clothing? No, he doing it himself.
To get back at his ex-wife, how long have they been divorced now? It's been, what, 4 years at least?
I don't know. I'm so tired of the Kardashians. I don't even know how they still making money. I'm telling you, man, we live in a bizarro world of stupidity.
Hey, man, I like the way he architects her clothes. I'm just saying. I don't know why she go from architect to architect hoe, but it's all good with me.
Daddy said he turned her into a trashy commodity. Hey, man, I told she y'all, man, y'all white.
I guess.
Man,
I told
y'all. Yeah. Y'all tell us, y'all white folk, man, 2050, man, y'all done. We are, little Kanye, we got your old, he got your white snow bunnies out here dressing foolish. The whole family on Thanksgiving. You think about it, you had a cousin who was like naked like that all the time. You stand to her while you eat, while she eating her turkey. Hey, everybody. What the fuck you doing? What Kanye West said? They don't even care about you. What Kanye is?
Hey, Brandon, like, I know your grandparents are like, you know, I seen all your stuff on the internet.
That's fine. Can you imagine like having an uncle or a niece or cousin who a porn star? And you know she can get down and dirty. You need a fork, baby? Nah, I'm good.
She the only one got plastic shit on her side. That's your permanent play. It got your name in it. We made sure we'll mix it up. And yeah, your fork.
We got your own to go thing too. People always judgmental. If you don't know, it don't matter, right?
I mean, yeah, but then I got to watch. If I can watch an infinite amount of hours of it. You get your own plate and own fork. Just think about that, bro. There's some people pouring out there. You can watch that shit all day long. It won't dry up.
Can you imagine that the world have a job where you just have sex all the time? Who in their right mind thought that shit was a fun job? It don't even pay well.
Not no more because they around here selling that trim on OnlyFans.
That shit is insane. You ever think about that, Brandon? I'm like, how are y'all still getting in porn? You see this shit. Well, we know how they getting in. They like to did it. Moving on down to lawandcrime.com. I'm so high right now. Witness for protection say he might fall asleep during a drug trial and Young Thug RICO case. Well, you know, no matter what you do in life, be safe. Because I told you before, we've had models who have modeled for Tokyo Black, gotten in the porn industry. Haven't heard from in 7 to 8 years. Probably 6 to 7 years. Don't know what happened to them. They just disappeared out the face of the earth. I send prayers to you and hope you're still alive. But let's get on down to Hillbilly of the Week number 2. Brandon?
Pardon?
I'm so high right now. I'm finna fall asleep. The witness and the young Puerto Rico.
This guy. Yeah. Man, have y'all been even like paying attention to any part of this case?
I mean, no need.
I've just been watching like the goofy highlights, like them passing drugs in court 3 fucking times and getting caught every time. And his lawyer bringing out the fucking bleach defense. And
I'm forgetting about the chicken wings he bought for the prosecution. You know, he got it from, he got it from his local wing spot.
Magic City, them motherfuckers said, God damn, boy, we're going to take some years off. I ain't never had no lemon pepper like that. I'm licking my finger. Get on my finger.
The judge got some too, nigga. Don't forget it, nigga. She took some home. Like, baby, you had some of these, what they is, Jamal?
Them lemon pepper wing. They lemon pepper. I ain't never heard of lemon pepper wet.
Well, yeah, nigga, prosecution the term.
So anyway, this fucking guy gets on the stand and I think initially he had them turned not state's witness per se, but he was going to be singing for the prosecution. And then he started acting goofy and like trying to throw his testimony. And while he was on the stand, he's like, man, I'm so fucking high. I might pass out and go to sleep. Can we move this along or something like that?
Oh, and then he asked for some water. I was like,
a shout out to him. Go ahead, Brandon. Sorry about that.
No, I was just, dude, this is such a fucking circus. It's such a circus. It's
a shout out to him, man. Because sometimes a motherfucker be in court for 8 hours. Man, nobody want to sit now all day looking at these unattractive people. I got some Pornhub to get to. Y'all fucking up my day. You know what I mean?
And trust me, I
can
have
you imagine been sitting in court for 12 hours and they tell you can't fall asleep? I was already asleep.
What? I can imagine, nigga. I've been there.
While you're giving testimony, though, it ain't like he was sitting out in the fucking gallery. You know, he's on the fucking witness stand.
You can't leave, B-Rock. You can't leave. That motherfucker probably been sitting there 12 hours. They got that one break here and there sweating. Young Thug wink his eye on him. That nigga just put the hit on me.
Guatemala, nigga.
He calling his family. I gotta switch it up.
I've been sitting in that courtroom for a long time, been a fucking seasoned juror, which I just got hit again this week, which is some bullshit. But, bro, telling you, if you want to get sleepy, my nigga, I told you I'll fall asleep in that motherfucker, man. It was a cold we had. He going down. Hey, look, I ain't lying. You said, but you be it hot and cold. You sitting there not paying attention? You're like, God damn, what the fuck going on? Why this nigga soup so nasty? You don't goddamn eight. I done had a couple of beers, so I know I shouldn't have done that. Getting sleep in here, cuz. Yeah, when I go on my lunch break downtown, I was going to Hooters. Damn shame, right?
Who made that crazy ass shit up? You should be judged by your peers. You can't trust them niggas. Anybody who broke on the jury can waver they goddamn they whatever they you know, what is it, their decision can be wavered by the money in their pocket. You need to have you people who are actually real jurors who ain't on the payroll. You don't think that shit is insane? That you go pick some random hillbilly? No, he don't know nothing about this case. He is hiding from child support. Y'all call him in there on that bullshit.
Look now. Don't frantic, nigga. Cause if you paying for child support, you don't show up, nigga. They bench warrant them niggas. So if you don't come to your jury duty, motherfucker, holding cell, nigga, he gonna get that bench warrant.
That's insane. You're getting regular Joes off the street. How about you get people who wanna do that? Quit calling people off their jobs. Nobody want to sit now all day and see it being no murder case. Some people do because they want to write a book, but
and it's $75 a day, nigga. Or $25, one of them.
$25. Think of $25 a day. It used to be 50 and 75, but that shit's insane. Don't call no hillbilly. I bet y'all done called him. Got to call old boy who was having his inbred family. You got to show up to cut. Court. Woo! What's your verdict? Oh,
bro, $25. That's why I was spending that money on alcohol and parking.
But am I right? Am I wrong? You don't think we need to just get professional people to do this shit?
You don't want no seasoned ass juror. He'd be like Stan Smith. Y'all nigga look at American Dad. That nigga was a seasoned juror for 17 years. I'm telling you, man, they unbiased, man, but you got to watch them niggas, man.
And don't let it be like no hard cold case. Shit, we got a pistol to grandma head, and grandma Nana made some goddamn chicken fried chicken for you. You ain't gonna taste it, boy. We need you to vote yes or not guilty. Shit, nigga, don't mind that if shit, I do. Yeah.
Somebody getting picked with some high-profile case. Nigga, them niggas on OJ case lost their jobs, their houses. I don't want to do no shit like that. What wrong with you, nigga? I ain't take my medicine today, nigga. I'm taking off my shirt because I'm getting hot. Get him out of here. Yeah, I got to go.
They're going there and say, man, you know what, man? I can't stand white folk. They made me stick to my stomach. You can leave, sir.
Yeah, they get you up out of there.
I'll go in there and say, What you say to me, colored? Well, you gotta go.
I don't know. Don't get too crazy in that nigga. They'll put you in that holding cell for a couple hours and let you debate about that bullshit.
A family member of a friend, his granddad got summoned to fucking jury duty, but he put down that he marked off that he was a felon and mailed it back in so he didn't have to go. And then fucking forgot that he had done it. So the next time he went to vote, they were like, nah, you're a felon. You can't vote. And he was like, what?
Your vote don't count any goddamn way. Moving on down to somebody who lost some money. Oh, man, boy. Hey, Brandon, whiskey real. A sports bettor who won $1,500 on two bets. Boy, he received it from FanDuel. He received an email from FanDuel. I'm telling you, man, something is going on. All of your information is everywhere. Bro, they gave him $1,500 to his wife, his ex-wife for child support of his baby mama.
Well, like, good?
It's FanDuel. How do they know that you won money? And how is it? You see what I'm saying? Like, this shit is connected together. They like, nah, he owes somebody money.
Yeah.
How does she know he won $1,500 from FanDuel?
That's how the government's letting it slide, is that fucking FanDuel sends them all of their fucking information, i.e. your information. And then they can flag shit like that, and now your baby mama that got $1,500.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When I won $10,000 in a real, you know, when I won $10,000 from FanDuel, I ain't tell nobody. Ex baby mama came up, I need that. Bitch, how you know about my money? You better get that money and spend it fast. Hillbilly of the week, moving on down. This is Brandon's story, the Business Insider. A camera hitting in Starbucks restaurant recorded extremely graphic footage of 90 people using the restroom. Children and, goddamn, boy, 35-year-old man was arrested on charges, including possession of child pornography. I haven't been in a, I don't even go to Starbucks. That's just me, because I get overwhelmed when I want to order a coffee. I just want a black coffee with some creamer. And that's it. But y'all people, what do they call that? They're upskirting and putting all that shit in the bathroom. I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't want to see nobody using the restroom. Yeah, that's just me. You know what I mean? And, you know, if I'm under the weather, it could be a different story, you know. But when I'm clear cutting my head good, I don't need to see nobody paying nowhere. No women. You know what I'm saying? I get enough seeing men looking at you when you're peeing in the bathroom.
It just makes you wonder, man, how many fucking secret pervert tapes are you on, just, you know, in a fucking bar somewhere taking a piss?
I'm a nigga laughing at you. Goddamn, boy.
Boggles.
Got that old snake down there.
Boggles the mind.
You got a little Willie down there. But I don't understand why people want to see people pee or take a dump. It's utterly insane. You're going to jail, Jack. Moving on down to, boy, I laughed until I cried. NewYorkPost.com. A tearful 18-year-old migrant abandoned by smugglers in Texas desert. I want to go home to my mama. I said, boy, you realize what them Texas niggas was about. I don't want to go home to my mama, too. Motherfucker put razor blades in the water so y'all can't come across. What you think, they gonna throw you in some type of detention center? How do you really think they handle people in Texas? Well,
I mean, this story made it sound like they did.
They hugged him and shit and then put him in handcuffs.
Well, dude, he was cool with it. He was like, dude, send me back to Mexico. Just take me back where I belong.
It don't make sense to me that people would, you know what I mean? The smuggler left his ass. That's that face he had, man. That shit was cringeworthy. Cause he looked like he was crying for real. Like, I don't want to go to America. Your mama trying to give you a free life. Oh, man. Hey, man. I hope you get back to your mama soon, man. But we know how America do. But I don't get it, man. Why can't we just go everywhere? Everyone should be free. Down to the goddamn days when you didn't need a passport. They all just documenting when you go. You just get on a plane, nigga, I'm going to Russia. I see you in 6 months, you know?
Yeah.
My wife mama remind me when they used to go to the airport, you used to have to go walk to the plane, and that dude had to come and push the damn steps up to the plane.
Yeah.
And she said, they let you walk on the tarmac. I said, the good old days, boy.
Yes.
Smoking cigarettes, drinking a beer, slapping somebody.
Yes, you could walk your relative right up to the fucking door of the plane. Yeah. Hug in the terminal, stay in the terminal, watch the plane take off.
Hey, man, I want to ask a question, man. Some dude at the UN told my black people need, you know, the UN, he said some crazy shit that we need reparation check for black people. Why do white folks get, I know we had the conversation numerous of times, why do white folks get so mad about their reparation check shit? And I was reading the comments, the internet has given y'all a backbone that y'all normally didn't have. You know what I'm saying? Y'all will say anything crazy over the internet because we can't get to you.
Hey, look, you know why? Hey, what's that? Hey, look, what's the internet tag? I'm okay 6199, nigga. I'm going to find out where you stay at. You know, you can hide by the internet, man. You can be anybody on the internet. I'm Charlie Day 106, nigga. Fuck these niggas.
UN chief called for slavery reparations to overcome generational discrimination. And I was reading the comments. I'd be goddamn if I pay for somebody who wasn't a slave. I didn't benefit from that. And I don't even know if my forefather was slave owners. And another dude said, I'm with you, brother. We'll start another ride for I pay for some goddamn black person to get free money. I was like, y'all niggas stupid. Yet again, give black folks the money. Shut them up. And then after that, you can be like, gave you your checks. You ain't got nothing else to say.
I would like to cut my own deal because I don't want no Cadillac and a record label. On no 40 acres, nigga.
Let's face it. Black folks are the only one really be keeping the economy going. We the only one keeping fast food going. Poor people the only one keep fast food restaurant going. Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, Dollar General. All these little cheap ass discount store. White folks don't keep white people don't even know what Dollar Tree. Not the savvy spender, you know, the people who actually know how to use their money. But like rich people, how many white people are going to McDonald's who have money?
There's only one crock I know. What's his name? Warren Buffett. He the only crock I know.
But I'm just saying, like,
or Donald Trump. Trump's man of means, and he likes a good Big Mac.
Yeah, so don't get mad at me, white people listen to the show. My point, my whole thing is, y'all be getting online, say you ain't gonna pay for this, you ain't gonna pay for that. You already pay for illegals. You pay taxes on everything you do. You pay taxes on your check. You pay taxes for the Ukraine war. You pay taxes for the money the goddamn send your money. We pay taxes and the government just waste our money. If they said that shit, we still pay taxes on it. You think so? You think white people gonna come up in arms and say ain't paying no black ain't nothing?
That'd be a little unruly.
Sadly, some of them might. If enough motherfuckers went up to the Capitol over that Trump shit, you know, then.
Boy, them niggas.
Come on, black folks be like this shit. Let them run it, boy. You know, black folks, they ain't gonna give them no free check now. Not no big check. We'll mow y'all over. Every nigga in the hood be out there coming out. It'd be the race war of the century.
I apologize to you, Cracker. I'm just watching it on TV. And hopefully when y'all tear up the Capitol this time, they do something about it.
We gotta
weed out some of you niggas first.
But they always say, how you gonna determine who was a slave? I'd be like, nigga, I don't know. Y'all keep giving y'all blood sample to Ancestry.com.
I stop you when you're wrong.
You know what I'm saying? And hell, you know, this will make Brandon happy. Why are you playing the black people? Let's play the Irish people, too. They owe some money.
Yeah, let me get one of them stimmies.
We need some big stimmies now. I don't want no one stimmy. Brandon being small change. Fuck all that.
That's it, man. Even if they paid us the money, they can afford it, bro. We in $38 trillion worth of debt. This nigga just did another $1.2 $7 trillion spending bill that now say they're going to put automatic stoppers in your cars after 2026. So the government had just made a nice law. So they're going to be able to turn your car when they feel like it, when you get new cars in the future. And y'all motherfuckers tell me what you ain't going to pay for. Shit, we've already sold our soul. But yet and still, if we can get in $38 trillion worth of debt or however much it is, you can afford to give all white people and all black people a monthly income.
I'll stop you when you're wrong.
The economy will goddamn be roaring. Ain't nobody saving no money. You saw what the stimmy checks did. We didn't save mom and pop, boy, but it was some motherfucking McDonald's and all. They were making some hellified money.
Amazon.
They can afford to give everybody,
Said Amazon was booming.
Bro, they can afford to give us all money. They just choose not to because they too busy spending the money every year. If you want to be a smart ass and say what you ain't going to pay for, look and see how much the United States Army spends. Bro, them motherfuckers be having billions of dollars just disappear like a poof of smoke. The fuck you mean you lost 80 billion? Where'd it go?
So it's just a rogue arm dealers, nigga. Some children.
Those are stimmies for me, Jermaine, Brandon, in America, right?
I'm with it, yes. A monthly stimmy will make a nigga feel real good every month. At least $2,000, $200, $2,000, bro. Everybody be eating good. The economy be booming.
You a fool if you think the goddamn United States military need to keep increasing their budget every year. Man, the motherfucker got graveyards full of shit they didn't use. Tanks, airplanes. It's insane. And damn, why can't we go buy those used tanks that just catching dust? Don't you want a tank at your house, Brandon?
I sure do.
Hey, Brandon, would you like to talk about your Lord and Savior? I think not. Hey, sir, would you like to buy this? Would you like to buy some TVs? Put that goddamn tank on them. I think you had the wrong house, bro.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.